Bad news, everybody. Since last week, I have ordered one extra large size Panera Bread charged lemonade every single day. I've gone off the deep end this week. Very much spiraled into depths that I did not know my psyche could reach. But at the same time, have experienced transcendent highs that I once thought were not possible. I think I have an addiction now. Like every morning, the second that Panera Bread opens, I order a large charged lemonade, which the death toll I think is now sitting at 3, and I chug it. It activates my brain in ways that have not been activated in a very long time. What I mean by that is this morning, after like a quarter of my Panera charged lemonade, I planned out and wrote a whole movie script, like an entire movie script. There's very few drugs that I've tried, but it's because that I know some of them I would become too powerful if I were to ever experience them. And caffeine is one of them. And I don't fuck with coffee. I don't like most energy drinks. And here I am. I found my maker, my match. And it is the strawberry mint Panera Bread. And I am not saying this to do, like, don't drink this. Do not buy this still. Because look where I am. I look like a ball of lint that was like reanimated by like black magic. But that's not the main thing I want to talk about today. Because this is like a side note. This is just like this is the overarching story arc of me descending into a fucking addiction in by way of caffeine and strawberry charged lemonade. What I want to talk about today is while I've been having this like amazing spiritual experience of discovering caffeine in copious amounts, I also have been like actually dealing with like demons in a very real way, and not like saying like I'm fighting demons, like I need to thug it out and fight my, like I am talking legitimate fucking demons, and I am so scared. Let me explain. So when I was like younger, I really kind of delved into black magic. My friends and I, especially like in grade 10 and 11, would like place hexes on people in my school. And it was very fun. It was like people that we did not fuck with. We would, I can't even remember the website, but there was this like fun little, witch shop in my town that I grew up in. And they had all these like fun crystals and like spell books, tarot cards, the whole nine yards. And that was in a time where it was like very fun to like romanticize that and like romanticize spells and being a witch. And I was like very much on board with it. It was a fun thing for my friends to do. There was fucking nothing else. If you grow up in a small town, you've probably had this fucking phase. You've probably had a witch phase where there's like nothing else. You either have like a evangelical phase where you like go fully, I'm off the deep end, like into Christianity, or you become a witch. It's like one or the fucking other. But, I went so deep into it. Like, I'm talking, my friend was like ordering small mammal skulls and like animal urine off, like, I think she like used like the Onion Tor browser to get on the fucking dark web to like order these things, to do these hexes on people. And I do think it backfired, because now she's like, I think she's like dating this, like, this dude that's like 15 years older than her and works in an oil field. And I think she like literally lives in a town of like 5,000 people in the fucking Arctic Circle. So if you want to call that a hex backfiring, boom, like there we go. But this fucking week, y'all, I have had black magic like fucking backfire on me in a crazy, well, maybe not on me, but let me explain. So I have this voodoo doll. In fact, it's the same voodoo doll from my video where I was cursing celebrities, but I had an extra one. It's not anything too crazy. I literally got it from Spirit Halloween, so like don't put too much like weight into this. Also, just want to preface, not a spiritual person at all. quite rather possibly and probably atheist, if not agnostic. But anyways, the other day I was yanking on this voodoo doll, which I have kind of tethered to my friend. And I'll like do this bit where I'm like, I have your voodoo doll. And I'll just like fucking bang it against the table. And she'll be like, ah, like stop. So I was doing that the other day. And specifically I was yanking on the buttons on it, on the eyeballs, like just playing around, having a goose, having a duck, having a holler and a hoot and all that. And what happens to her not even 24 hours later after me accidentally ripping one of the buttons off her eyes? She gets, this is the crazy shit, she was at the mall and people pulled up to rob a jewelry store in the mall and used chemical weapons, used smoke bombs and bombed the mall and like smoke bombed the mall, and she got all the smoke in her face, fell over, like there was panic, they had handguns, mind you, this is in fucking Canada, like what? So she escapes and she like grabs this like old woman who was like freaking the fuck out, like obviously like smoke robbery. I want to show the video, but I don't, like, this is not my story to tell, so I'm like keeping it pretty topical. But yeah, so she like escapes and the police come, and yeah, full on like jewelry business robbery, and she got a smoke bomb to the face. Later there's like headlines saying it was like like chemical weapons were used, bear spot. What the fuck? So I'm like, okay. Maybe that wasn't me. Mind you, like, I have had some pretty kooky things happen. I have predicted the queen's death, and then she died on my birthday, which I'll just never let that go, and I sound like a fucking broken record, but we'll get into that later, because I want to talk about the queen, because I did just finish crying about an hour ago about the queen, because I did just discover empathy after my 75% empty Panera Charge Lemonade. Anyways. Not even 24 hours after the smoke bomb incident, she got hit by a car. Now, I didn't do anything to her voodoo doll after that. Oh, no, I put it in a Panera cup as a bit, as another bit, and, like, shook it around, and then got hit by a car. So, like, that one's a little bit murkier, because it's, like, the eyeball thing, like, ripping the eyeball off, and then her getting, like, a chemical weapon attack in her eyes, and, like, her eyes burning, that kind of that checks out. Getting hit by a car, I don't know if I caused that, but, like, so, back to it. Anyways, I feel really bad about that. And mind you, a bunch of other things, which I'm not going to talk about in this podcast, but about other people in my life, crazy shit has happened to them in the past week. And for some reason, nothing's happened to me yet. So, like, you know, my day is coming. It is coming. The day of judgment for, like, all the curses that I've done will probably come soon. Actually, I do feel it coming. I do feel, like, a darkness creeping above me, but that also may be because there's like 7 hours of fucking daylight nowadays, so it could be that. I do have a sad light here, let me turn that bitch up. You know, I was thinking about all this and I was like, damn, maybe like I do have like a darkness to me, like maybe I am like actually fucking evil incarnate or something. And I was thinking about the queen, because I sometimes feel, like, personal responsibility for her dying. I'm like, fuck, like, I really was just putting that out there saying that she will die, and then she did. And I even felt bad a little bit, because I was like, you know, as, well, I don't know if it's weird. Can you even say that it's sad that the queen died? Because, like, who actually knew her? The people in the castle, like, if you're, like, but they're all probably fucking reptilians anyways, I don't know. But, like, I did have a giggle. I did have a chuckle when that happened. I was like, that's crazy. He, like, sorry, lock me up, throw away the key. Like, put me in Buckingham Palace in the fucking basement dungeon where, like, they have all the Queen Lizzie clones that are, like, in permafrost. What am I saying? Okay, anyways. No, but I was watching. Okay, so I was just watching Mac DeMarco on the Adam Friedland Show podcast. And then Mac DeMarco talked about Paddington Bear and the Queen, and I fucking forgot about that. If you don't know, during the Queen's Jubilee, which was like her 100th birthday, she collabed with Paddington Bear. Okay, Paddington Bear, they made this like little like short not even a short film, like just like a minute long kind of skit where Paddington Bear went to the Queen's house and like chugged all her fucking tea, and she's just like kind of sitting there like they like had, like, the hologram was, I shouldn't say her, like, she probably died in 2008. This was, like, the hologram or, like, CGI. Actually, I swear to God, okay, like, watch it. Go watch the Queen Elizabeth x Paddington Bear collab. There's one part where she kind of makes this face, and I swear to God, it's CGI. It's, like, the craziest thing. Like, her face just moves so fast, it feels like I'm watching, like, a video game. But anyways, I was watching it and felt like, I was like, oh my God, like, I've maybe seen very few times, like, actual video of the Queen in, like, HD. I feel like everything's, like, pictures from far away or, like, pictures of her on, like, my money and stuff because I'm Canadian. But I was like, oh, this is such a sweet moment. Basically, Paddington Bear chugs all her tea, and then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mum. I have in my hat a marmalade sandwich. And then she's like, she pulls out her fucking Birkin bag, and there's one in there, too, and she's like,
I always keep this for wherever I go.
And it's, like, the craziest shit. And I teared up a little bit. And I started thinking, like, that's Mum. Like, that's Mum as fuck right there. Like, not even, like, you can't even say that's Mother. Like, that's Mum as fuck. She runs my country. And I had to, like, take a step back. And I was like, oh my fucking God. I was, like, praying on the downfall of the woman that runs my country. If you don't know, Canada is still, I don't know if we're owned by the British. Yeah, they control us, basically. Like, the head of Canada is technically the Queen, then there's the Lieutenant Governor, and then there's the Prime Minister, and anytime anything gets passed, it has to get royal assent, so the Queen has to fucking hear about it, now the King, I guess, but, yeah, like, she runs our shit, she's on our money. When you pay, like, a parking ticket or a speeding ticket, it says, like, in the order of Her Majesty, and I'm out here, and I killed her, fuck, like, I killed the Queen. And I feel bad. I really do. Like, I kept that into consideration when I did my my predictions this year. I was like, I know, like, especially if I'm praying on someone's downfall or I'm like, this person's gonna die. Like, damn, maybe I have something to do with that. Maybe I, like, cause it or something. And the Queen was big enough. It's like, duh. Like, I'm not in England. Like, they're not gonna think that I killed the Queen, but. Yeah, I don't know, fucking Morgan Freeman, he probably lives in LA, like, oh my God, imagine Morgan Freeman actually fucking dies, boom, then, like, then what, like, the police are at my door, they're like, what, so, did you have any contact with Morgan Freeman? It's bad. I did decide to wear my Oilers jersey, which I got recently. I've, like, always just, like, vehemently denied hockey culture or even any Canada culture just because I think I was like a self-hating Canadian for no apparent reason. Fun fact, as you become like older and age and become like decrepit like me and your knees fucking crack with every single movement more than like a centimeter, you start to realize how silly and stubborn you are as a child. And I'm realizing, oh boy, oh geez, like, actually Canada was a, or is a good place to be, and sometimes I will be witnessing the horrors of the United States of America, and thinking, oh God, well, this is my bed, time to fucking lay in it, but at the end of the day, I'm still Canadian, thank God for that, I can always go back, I can always just, like, you know, like, there could be, like, civil war in the U.S., and I could just fucking dip. Like, thank God for that, truly. But, yeah, I thought I'd put on the jersey. It makes me feel, like, a little bit at home, even though I, like, never fucked with hockey. Actually, I used to be, like, forced to watch hockey as a kid. But, sorry, I'm, like, yapping so much. I'm, like, actually having a fucking yap fest. What day is this going up? This is going up Wednesday, and it is currently Friday before. By the time you see this, I will have gone to the Emmys. That's so crazy. Nominated, and I'm presenting. I didn't realize I was going to be presenting. And I'm presenting 3 awards. So I, like, went to a rehearsal for it, and wow, it's such a crazy thing. First of all, Emmys are heavy. So, like, we, like, practiced me, like, handing the award, me reading, like, and the Emmy goes to really the craziest thing that I'll probably ever experience. Well, actually, no, I'll experience crazier things. I know that for a fact. But, like, Yeah, so, like, I was, like, on the stage, and they were just practicing the timing, and I was, like, reading off teleprompter and stuff, which I always wondered. I was, like, do people, like, memorize, like, their scripts and stuff? No. Like, it's on the teleprompter, thank goodness, because Mama has a hard time remembering things. I do be questioning me pursuing acting, which I always thought I wanted, but, wow, I really cannot remember more than 5 words at a time, and it's bad. I do still enjoy acting, and I still do want to do acting. Who want me? Who want to cast me? Please. Who wants a racially ambiguous man that looks exactly like the dude from One Piece, but you can pay him a lot less? I'm right here, baby. I'm right here. Sign me up. So, yeah. I was like, we were doing this rehearsal, and you like go up to the mic, you say like a little blurb, and then you say, and the nominees are, and then it plays like the package of all the different nominees. And while that plays, they come up, well, like while it's dark, they come up and give you the envelope with the name in it. And then you open it and you say, and the winner is, and then they bring over the Emmy and you hand the Emmy to them. And I'm not kidding. That thing is like at least 40 pounds and it's big. Like, whoa, it's big. And yeah, I don't know if like me and, Nick News, are nominated or were, well, Nick News is nominated in 3 different categories. If y'all don't know, I'm on a show called Nick News, a Nickelodeon, new episodes every month, on Nickelodeon, not streaming, just on TV. And yeah, we're nominated for like best sound editing, I think. Another thing, I really should know this, and host. And so like me and 5 of my freaking chums are all nominated in the host category. Very exciting stuff. A fun way to end the year. I think like very selfishly, I used to like always want to win awards, but I was like never exceptional at anything. So it is kind of a crazy feeling, even though like this specific thing, I probably did the least amount of work out of everyone that is there. Like, so many talented people deserve it way more than me. But no, because like in middle school, we had this thing called honor roll. We had honor roll and distinction. So like in I don't know if this is all of Canada, but my school, we didn't have like A, B, C grades. Like they would just like tell you your percentage. So say there was a test and there was 50 questions and you got 40 correct and 50 wrong. You would get, that would be 80%. Look at my math, goddamn. You would have 80%. Like, that's how it was. But if your overall grade was 80% or higher, you would get honor roll. And if it was 90% or higher, you would get distinction. I never got distinction, but I got honor roll almost every single semester. And goddamn, was it difficult. Do I have trauma from that? Actually, I don't want to throw that word around. I feel like, okay, sidebar. We say trauma so much. And sorry, I don't mean to say we, because obviously there's a lot of people that have real trauma. But why has trauma become like the actual buzzword of the freaking year in 2023? When there are people that actually like have like seen bombs go off or like been shot, that you can say trauma then. But if like someone was mean to you, if your like Starbucks barista was mean to you and you say, oh, I have trauma. I hope the milk in your Frappuccino is fucking curdled and you get sick. I don't know why I'm like making such a emotional plea right now about this. I like, it actually doesn't affect me. I don't think I have any trauma. So like, but like, I don't know. It just, it's also kind of cringe a little bit. Like, especially when it's like, I know people who I know damn well, they have never experienced a single traumatic moment in their fucking life. And they like throw around like, the trauma. What are you talking about? Like, I know everyone experiences, like, you can't compare people's experiences to other people's experiences. Like, every single emotion, every single pain, and everyone's reality is subjective and relative or whatever the fuck it's called. But like, genuinely, shut up. Like, it is so cringe if you just like throw around the word trauma when you don't have any trauma. You experienced an inconvenience. That is not trauma. And it does a disservice to people that actually experience trauma. So get a hobby, get a fucking hobby, or get like a job or something if you're that. So next up, something that's been like actually upsetting me is I have like the fucking Lego flowers. And I got these like right when they come out. I think I literally, you know what? I literally got these on StockX because they were that sold out. And I got these for like 1.5 times the retail price, like a fucking idiot. And now I walked into Barnes & Noble the other day, the bookstore, and they were on sale. Sometimes like I'm so early to something and it becomes popular like years later and it actually is like the most annoying thing ever. But like at the same time, I do this all the time. Like the artist Young Lean, I have been listening to since I was fucking 14 or 15, probably. No, probably 15. 15, let's say. And, you know, people always talk about gatekeeping, like, their favorite artist on TikTok. But genuinely, when Young Lean, oh my god, when Young Lean's songs, like, started getting big on TikTok, it actually felt like I got shot in the head. Or it's like the bullet missed and it like went through my jaw and I was like left to bleed out on the ground. It was like the actual worst day of my life. I was so upset. Like, but no, this Lego flowers thing, same situation. It's like, and everyone has it now. I saw like the most fucking normcore like couple on TikTok and they were like,
it's my hubby's, or it's like me and my hubby's anniversary this week. So, I got him these Lego flowers.
I'm like, ah! Now I'm lying! I'm thinking back to 2021. When the people I was around, would drag me to the club every single weekend. And I hated every single moment of it, and would have 3 to 4 shots. And now I don't drink at all, like literally at all, or go out for that matter. I think it has genuinely been like a year since I've been to a, nope, that's a fucking lie. I went to a club on Halloween and it was like, actually probably it wasn't that good either. I romanticize like partying in the club a lot. Like, you know, that darkness will come over me on the weekend and I'll be like, the club is calling my name, or like the party's calling my name. And then I'm like, what fucking party? What club? Like, and also like I'm old as shit now. Like I'm 24. Like, well, I feel like the club is a very like 24 year old thing to do. Like mid 20 to 30 year old thing to do. I just have no fucking desire. A party, I feel like, is very like 16 to like 22 energy. Yeah, like I'll go to like, I went to a house party like I want to say 2 weeks ago, and yeah, it was a crazy vibe. And mind you, everyone was my age there as well, but it was just like, it didn't fucking hit. It was not landing. We just ended up playing Mario Kart. Like, that's when you know the party's like real fucking, is when the, like, y'all want to play Mario Kart, or like, we started playing charades. Like, no shade to my friend. Like, he was really trying to, my buddy was like really trying to like keep the fucking, the energy going. But he was like, let's play charades. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking over. It's over. Like, I think I went home at like 10 p.m. Jesus Christ. No, but I think I romanticized parties and clubs because I had some fun party experiences. Like, when I was like 19 and 20 and just started social media, I had some good times. I saw some shit. I want to write a book. I like Loki. I have like a 50 page freaking Google Doc of like, it's like a freaking Hollywood tell all 2019, 2020 influencer world fucking, like, I have stories that you motherfuckers would not believe. And I write them down. And maybe when everyone that like is dead, then I'll like put it on like Substack or something. But no, I've seen some shit. I really have seen some shit. You want to talk about trauma? Yeah, baby. But Maybe I'll go to the club on New Year's, cause I'm gonna be hanging out with like some hometown friends, and I think they mentioned that they want to go to a club. But the thing is, like, the clubs in my hometown are all fucking like cowboy themed, and like rodeo vibes, cause it's Alberta, Canada. So I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can fucking do that. But, oh my god, something that was driving me fucking insane. Okay, here's the thing. Obviously, people outside of America love to make fun of Americans. It is like a fucking pastime. It's like a collective, universal bonding thing that we all do. It's just like, kind of like, you know, like, talk about how Americans don't know geography, blah, 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 blah. Or like, Americans, like you'll show like Italy on a map and be, like, ask Americans like, what country is this? And they like won't be able to like say what it is. Or like you'll say like, point to Ukraine on a map, and they will like literally like pick Mexico or some shit. That is like a tell all joke that everyone makes fun of. But I put on my story, I was like, just like a little rant. I was like, I can't believe the drinking age is 18 in Alberta. And the amount of people from Europe being like, oh my god, this is actually gonna make me so mad. I'm gonna like fucking punch a wall. The amount of people that like swiped them said, yeah, America's so weird. Cause here in XYZ European country, like Germany, it's 16. What the fuck do you mean Alberta is America? Boom. Like, it's over. If you are from outside of America and you dig on Americans for not knowing geography, and then, like, I say Alberta, which I know, is not the most fucking popular province in Canada, but just assume it's America, actually makes me so mad. Listen, but then again, I literally can't talk shit, because where I excel in my geography knowledge, which I do, I fucking do, I know a lot of geography because I just love maps. I love staring at maps. I really sounded like Trump there for a second. What the fuck? I lack in history knowledge. If you put a gun to my head and said, what was World War I about? I'm dead. World War II. I could probably, like, maybe figure it out. I know, you know, Germany was doing some crazy shit. Vietnam War. What the fuck was that? And it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Because, as I, to relate to earlier in the podcast episode, I was a goddamn honors student. And I still don't know what the fuck any of the wars were about. And the reason why is because they just did not teach that shit in Canada. I don't know if this is, like, still the case in the curriculums in Alberta, Canada, but it was extremely, extremely local history that they taught us in school. So, like, literally nothing about the world, about the U.S., or even, like, big parts of Canada, but, like, literally just random shit about Alberta. Like, we had and mind you, I think this is probably the best way to go. Obviously, I think you should know, growing up, like, important historical events like wars. Like, I wish I fucking knew what World War I was about, but like, I think it's also cool to have these like extremely specific niche historical knowledge. Like, I could name probably every single tribe in Alberta and could probably like put them on a fucking map. Like, I know all about the Haudenosaunee. Like, you fucking name it, I could like name it. But yeah, I don't know jack shit about World War I, World War II. It's really bad. Is there any country that has like a good education system? Probably like Sweden or like a Scandinavian country, or Japan. Not Japan, because it's too good, and then they stress the students out, and then they kill themselves. I remember being on a train when I was an exchange student in Japan when I was 15, and our train like abruptly stopped, and then just said on the monitor that it ran someone the fuck over. Sorry, not to be like Logan Paul real quick, but yeah, so probably Sweden. Cause Sweden, like, I don't know. Me talking about Sweden when I've never fucking been there. Like, I literally have never been there. I want to go to Sweden. Hey, who's in Sweden? Hit me up. Who wanna show me around in Sweden? Actually, who wanna show me around in any fucking country, actually? Cause I kind of want to travel again. No, I don't. I swore off traveling because, like, I need to sit my ass down. Like, Greta Thunberg actually is probably going to fucking assassinate me. Like, going to, like, put a sniper bullet through my window and hit me in the head because, like, my carbon emissions for last year, Jesus Christ, not good. I flew way too much, like, actually way too much. So I toned it down the last few months and, like, haven't really gone anywhere. I went to Miami. I'm fucking lying. I'm just lying to my audience right now. I kind of do feel the urge to travel again. So, like, yeah, who wants to be my tour guide? Who wants to show me around? Fucking hit my DM, bud. I don't know. God, my nose is plugged. Okay, let's read the drama of the week. So, I just want to say, I know, like, last week's podcast was fucking monkey nuts. And same with this one, because I have discovered caffeine. And maybe that's for the best, maybe it's for the worst. Probably for the fucking worst. Maybe that it'll definitely wear off next episode, maybe, because I will be back in Canada, I think. And there's no Panera Bread there, so what the fuck will I do? I won't start drinking coffee, I'll tell you that much. But anyways, this week's drama comes from at 30% sunlight. By the way, we did have to end, me and the mods decided we did have to take off the Drama Mama Advice channel on Discord because people were getting very deep, to the point where you need we have hotlines now. If you like the Drama Mama Advice channel on Discord is not the I love you, but therapy is the place for some of that. But if you want to submit your drama for the podcast, please just comment it down below here and I'll read it. Okay, keep it like short though, like a sentence or two. Hey Ben, my drama involves my dad who believes in gendered associations of colors. He complained a few times about our male dog wearing a rainbow striped sweater. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. He once got upset for having to use a red polka dot umbrella, and when he was getting me a hiking bag, I mentioned camo print since black sold out, but he said pink camo would be better. So I got purple, which I personally don't like on myself. What would you tell him if you were his daughter, or how can I ignore this? It sounds like this man just has beef with every fucking color. Cause what, like, what's wrong with red polka dots? Is red even a fucking gendered color? I'm guessing that you are, I'm not going to guess anything, but, I don't know. I mean, there's so much stuff that's like built into our parents' heads that truly it's a fucking lost cause to like change their mind. Like if you're a 60-year-old and you have like thought something your whole way or thought something one way your whole life, chances are you are not gonna be able to change. And as sad as that may be and as hard as like it may be to be around people like that, what can you do? What can you fucking do? Like, and sorry, that might be like not the most like, the most like proactive answer or like, proactive is not the word I'm looking for. Fuck. Don't cancel me. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, but yeah, you really can't change someone's mind when they are that old. Like some people, some parents are like willing, but most of the time that is just something you gotta live with, and annoying as it is, you know, you just have to push through and be like, well, do you think blue is boy color and pink is girl color and each gender cannot wear either? Yeah, well, fuck. Well, thanks for giving birth to me. But also I'm like staring at my stack of books and realizing that I have the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which my friend literally just bought because I told him that I didn't have a copy of it or that I gave my copy away when it's right fucking there. And I feel really bad now. Well, mamas, I will see you next. Is it going to be fucking Christmas next Wednesday? Let me crack open the good old iPhone calendar, baby. Oh, it'll be after Christmas. Well, in that fucking case, Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 you little hoes. I'll see ya before the new year. Okay, love y'all. Bye!